Does that record? Do you need to put it by a speaker or something?
Yeah, sure. Record it.
Is there a speaker there? Yeah, we could put it there. Should we put it right by the speaker? Will it tap out?
As you wish.
It's coming through loud enough. You're a star, thanks, Chris. That's fantastic. I am not very used to church structure and whatever now, as I said before. To anyone else that hears me, I've been so long.
Hey.
Ex.
That's right.
Cockapoo. Jesus' favourite breed after Cavapoo. I should think it's probably for everyone. We want to grow, but we don't know what next is to grow in. Shall I say that in English rather than some broken German translated into English? The problem isn't growing, it's knowing what to grow in. It's like, I've reached the limit of what I know, or I can keep repeating what I have, and maybe polish it up and get better and increase it, but we need jumps of growth, and that's how life works. We jump into new things. We go into completely new phases. And my understanding is that's optional and can be accelerated. So, it's good to just get these things slowly. So I'm probably not going to come across. It's hard to be Christian because often when we're in Christianity as a system, there's lots of things we miss, we're blind to, because we've been taught and shaped and heard and lived with, and we gather together and we enforce those patterns in one another. We combine our fears, we combine our misunderstandings, and it can slow down growth. So the problem is if you stretch outside of that, it's often very scary, isn't it? Like, it's like, what's the security barrier here? How does that work? Let me put a thought in your head, especially for those of you who teach, because I'm trying to think, what can I do here that will go away? Because I think God is doing something extraordinary in the globe. Yeah. And I'm speaking to that. Yeah. So I know that we're a bunch of people who just, you know, unfortunately we've had to fall just outside of Somerset and land in Devon. But, you know, it's near enough to to God's county, isn't it? So, I'm from Birmingham, I shouldn't say that. Paul didn't teach theology, he taught experience.
Amen.
Now, if you really slow down and got that, it transforms how you read him and how you approach any of them, like Peter. I mean, Peter's great, it's just Paul's a very good friend of mine because he had a great name. So I'm going to look at a bit of the scriptures here, which unfortunately every time they bring out a new iPhone, they make the text a little bit fuzzier. So I have a increasingly, I don't know what it is, I need to write to Tim Cook and say, what's going on here? So this is somewhere in Ephesians. I've got a feeling that number there is 4, it could be 3. But and it's verse 8. So it's either 4 or 3, 8. This is Paul speaking, obviously, to the Ephesians. To me, to him, though I am the very least of all the saints, though I am the lowest of all the holy ones because of, he's convinced of that because of the fact that he killed the saints, yeah? If you bring in his other writings. So he's not making that up. He's not being Christian polite. He's not English. He said, no, I'm the least. I'm the least of the holy ones. And to me was given this. The grace was given. So it's completely not earned. But you know, okay, if I say that phrase, we connect into all our grace stuff. Grace is an open field to explore. It doesn't give you everything. You don't just sit there and go, I'll have it. It's a field to explore. The grace is the fact you're given access to it. And so you have to then go in and explore. Who wants to explore? The grace was given to make it clear, to preach, awful word that in preach, and speak, tell. To the, everyone who's not Jew, all the other lot. The, I mean, he uses some words here. In my ESV, it's got unsearchable. So the Greek there, probably to me, it's like pathways, and merging it with my experience, because I think he's talking about his experience. Pathways not yet searched. That's what that means. It could mean, if I say unlimited pathways, it kind of messes things up because Hebrews don't think like that. They don't have a word for eternal and ever, ever. They think in ages. So it's a lot of pathways that we have not yet explored. Riches. Click into money, I don't know about you, but abundance of the full of the Spirit one. I don't know about you, but I hear Christ connects to too many religious things. What it is the Father promised there will be a man coming who the fullness of the Spirit would rest on. So the one with the fullness of the Spirit. So we're going to encounter. So Paul is talking about, I am discovering these pathways in my being, in the heavens, to do with this, that have not yet other been fully explored, and I'm beginning to explore them, of this one who came, who was the fullness of the Spirit. And to bring to light for everyone, again, he's emphasizing the Gentile. Everyone, that's everyone. Whether you're of the seed line of Cain or the seed line of Seth, everyone. This is radical. Because the Jews have been all about the Seth line. And they say, no, it's for everyone. Oh, Shabbat. Because God's after all flesh, yeah? The plan, or this is the word, to bring to light for everyone what is the plan, the pattern, the blueprint of the mystery. That means something beautifully complex, usually hidden, that when you know, you can do magic with it. You know, like C.S. Lewis said, if they'd known, they wouldn't have killed Aslan, because, you know, if a holy one dies on this tablet, even death itself goes backwards. There's a mystery. It's a mystery. They didn't know it. So it's the hidden, beautiful pathways of reality created before the ages. So hidden to the ages. It was before hidden. To get this? You with me? It's complex at this time of the afternoon. Hidden for ages. So all this stuff that we're talking about now and engaging with was buried, hidden in Yahweh's heart multiple ages ago, before the beginning of the ages. An age is an extremely long time. And it brings a different season when a new age comes. Or before all of that, something was hidden in God's mechanisms. And we've hit it. My. Talk about, you know, like, good things come to those who wait. This is on another level. This is like, wow. What is this then? What is this? It's been stored up for ages. It was hidden for ages in Yahweh, who created all. Just to remind them, to remind us, his experience, Paul is telling his experience, I've seen it. It's all been made in him. Oh, and by the way, that's the one who's full of the Spirit. The man who's full, it was all made in him. So that, in order, as a result, through ecclesia, yeah. Through ecclesia, yeah. The many faceted, yeah. Intricate, multiple dimensional wisdom. And we just, you know, just blank out and think, oh, that means clever. Wisdom builds. God could not make the world reality without wisdom. Wisdom builds. So through ecclesia, the complex, intricate, hidden wisdom will be now understood, exposed, revealed, which isn't, again, it's not academic, it's not information, demonstrated. Paul says, you know, at the end of his fantastic bit, Romans 12, 1 and 2, that you may be a demonstration of the will of God, the good, well-pleasing, perfect will of God, a demonstration of it. And he's talking we, plural, it's not just an individual, it's ecclesia, you and me, us. Except it's not you and me, it's us, it's the new Adam, it's us. And you'll know from other parts here in Ephesians, if you remember it, he's saying, well, we did have a line of Seth, and we did have a line of Cain, but now we have a new line. A new Adam. Christ, that is the one who's full of the Spirit, who has birthed a new line. You, me, us, we are ecclesia, and to do that, now that is extraordinary, so it's better to sort of keep it in a religious box and make it small, because if you really start to think, so if you really go, Spirit, I don't understand this, expand it in me, wow, it gets dangerous, it starts to hurt. There's someone in our community, I run an online community, and there's all sorts of stuff is happening. But this one woman is experiencing humongous amounts of revelation at the moment. You know what happens when a season comes and she's just like whacked a lot, and she's just, and she's saying, oh, I was trying to go to bed and I knelt down at the bed and I just, oh God, this is so good, I want to try and sleep. And then she got, and then this revelation hit me again and it hurt. Man, it was hurting my head. It was so much. I was seeing so much. I felt like I was flying and I was watching over what God was doing. She started to explain it. And this is what happens. This hurts. Because we have to be rewired. We have to be rewired. You cannot. That transformation, the metamorphosis of who you are, is going to be painful. Because you're going to have to shed the old, yeah, and accept the new. Death, resurrection. And it comes through the patterns of your being. And that's, so, and that is, here's the thing, I think, what we've missed and what is now being revealed afresh to the church in the Western sphere is that God's after all of you.
Amen.
Your body, your soul, your spirit. He's after the redemption of your body. So your patterns of thinking are wired into your body. So they affect your brain. They are in your brain. And they're in deeper parts of you that are not visible. It's a whole... You're a whole beautiful electromagnetic system of these things that are moving around each other. I didn't do that, honest. That wasn't the power of the revelation, did it? And it's your intricate body is connected to soul. So Stuart was talking about this. Like we're the fact that we get locked in our body. You know, and it's, you know, have you ever tried to ascend? Whatever words you can use, try to ascend. And you're there for a fraction of a second, and then you think little. And you think, dog need to walk. And you just, you're back. Your body and soul rips you back out of your spiraling to be present. That is fear of death. And it's wrapped in your body. Your body does not want to let go of your soul and spirit because it fears death. When you start to allow the spirit to fill you, he starts to deal with that. He starts to challenge that death grip. So when Paul talks in Romans 8, he's not doing theology. When he says the Spirit will bring life to your mortal body, he's talking experience. Saying, this is what it's like, guys. I realize, who will rescue me from this body that's decaying? It just grips me. It makes me think of Aldi. When I'm trying to be in the presence, it makes me think, no, I'd rather use my money and retire and live and go on yachts. Instead of buying Waycroft Hall, it does this stuff. It's wired into something called iniquity. Is another thing I think we miss because we use we've got such a limited language. English is such a limited, ambiguous language. So we have one word for a category of stuff, and it's called sin. But there's several types of sin. One of them is iniquity, and that's a ancient English word, and I'll just use it, because it's referring to a Hebrew word. It's usually translated from a Hebrew word that first begins with Cain, God speaking to Cain. And Cain is cursed, and he says, I cannot bear my iniquity. It's usually translated punishment. Weird, because it's iniquity. And it's what When Zechariah is in front of the angel of the Lord and your iniquities are washed from you, it's the same word. I'm not saying your punishment, your iniquity. So what is that? What is the iniquity? What is he saying? This is too much for me. He's told that he will be a wanderer and a fugitive. That's the fear. Wrapped up in your body from Cain. Then I don't belong. I've got a home here. I'm not welcome. I'm in danger. I've got to fight. It sounds remarkably like fight and flight to me. Fight, flight, freeze. It's iniquity. It's a twisting of our bodily nature that goes, oh, I've got to get to Aldi and buy that. Sales, really. Speaks into it. I've done a lot of online community in the last 3 years, and so I had to research marketing because the Holy Spirit told me to. I hate the stuff. It's fascinating though. It totally draws on these iniquity movements. So to sell something, you use this one of the models uses the scarcity model. The there's not enough of this, you better get it now. Yeah.
Puritanism, yeah.
Or deadline, well, it's going to be gone by Friday. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it activates this, I'm going to die, that's wrapped up in your body. So when you're at that cliff edge, about to jump into an experience with God, this thing goes, you're going to die. Don't go there. You will be, everyone will reject you. It's, I'd even push it even further. It's a connection with principalities and powers that hold you captive, because Hebrews says Jesus rescued those who for the whole of their lives were held captive by the fear of death. You see, when you get on that cliff edge, you've got your flesh screaming at you and all its tendril ties to these beings that go, no, 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 no. You're going to die. It's all over. And you're thinking, I only wanted to go and see Jesus. I just wanted to have my experience that Stuart was talking about. But these things. Well, because Christianity, true Christianity, is not a jolly. We are ecclesia, come to declare the many intricate, faceted glories of the one who came full of the Spirit to pull the mystery from the ages back, bring it over all the ages it was buried, and we declare something that is so alien to these ages, because they had no idea. These beings, principalities and powers, are incredibly clever. Well, that's not the right word. They've seen all the books. They've been in the heavens. They wandered through Eden. They know this stuff, but they didn't know this. And we come in and wow. So I can also feel some things in the area. There's these things that are going, no, don't tell them that. The weird thing is, they're nowhere near as able as our flesh thinks they are. Because the blood, the life of the one full of the Spirit, has severed you from the life of Cain and Seth. You're now in a new life that has no beginning and no end. You are other, and yet you still have flesh, which will be redeemed. This is a wonder. And the first wonder was the man who came full of the Spirit. Who is, we, Shabba. And their attempt is to keep us redacted, to keep us oversimplifying the answers Jesus. Whatever the problem, the answer is Jesus. No. No. The answer is the one full of the Spirit. He's not just a toy, and a symbol, a religion. He's a... Whoa! Sorry, I'm not supposed to make a noise. I'll give you a warning next time. He's huge. Is intricate. So when people say, I don't want to meet so many, I want to meet angels, and maybe I might even be allowed to talk to Enoch. I've got to meet Jesus. You are meeting the Christ. Everything is in him. What stops you meeting Christ in those things is your heart. The state of your heart. When you're talking to someone, when you're talking to angelic beings, when you're talking to a buddy, what's keeping you from Jesus. It's the state of your heart. Yeah. What enables you to hear Jesus in them? The state of your heart. Because he is in and through everything. All things were made by him and for him. So that intricacy of who he is, those many pathways to explore, which are wise, but they're not just a jolly. They're wisdom, they are essence, substance, mechanisms, beings, personalities that enable building of a house. The New Jerusalem. The city. Whatever that is. But we're in. Wow. You're in. So, it's experience. I think I come almost every day and go, oh, I love what I know. I need more. And I know that the next wave will make me think I didn't know anything before. And I won't lose what I lost before. It'll still be in its place. But I'll go, whoa, I thought I knew, but I do now. Until I hit the next one. Whoa, I thought I knew, but I do now. It's like that. Why? So we can go, I'm a super duper Christian, I've arrived. No, because we're here to declare to the whole of creation, all the angelic strata, you will judge angels, the whole angelic strata of beings, this is the one who was filled with the Spirit. He left that to us to do. Whoa! That is incredible! Except, I'm going to credible it. It's not incredible. It is believable. But the flesh pattern goes, it's incredible. So, well, I don't know about you, but I think this is extraordinary. I'm like, wow! Things changed. Like, I was talking to another member of my community. A member of my community was experiencing something, and I thought, need to do a podcast with you talking about this. It's really going to help market this. I'm redeeming marketing. I'm going to get this stuff right. It's not the domain of the principalities and powers. I'm going to invade this. And so, how does this work? The Lord told me that networking is best done in the heavens. It's the best place to do networking, not on the earth. But anyway, I'm doing this, and I went to her in the spirit, and I was talking to her about it. I said, yeah, we need to do this, end of conversation. She contacts me 2 days later and says, I have an idea, why don't we do a podcast of this? And I said, yeah, it's a good idea. And she said, you knew about that, didn't you? She said, yeah, I've been talking to you about it for a couple of days. And she said, I thought so. That's normative. Sounds spectacular, doesn't it, at first? When you first experience it, like, I've arrived! We are the supernatural Christians! And then it becomes normative, because that's normal.
So, if
Jesus doesn't appear amongst the 12 after his resurrection, does he go, Shazam! I've arrived! I'm amazing! Look at this! He disappears, and they all go, whoa! Because what's the problem? He doesn't even bother to mention it. Yeah, this is normal. It's just reality. So it's miraculous from this side. Yeah. From that side, it's normative. Mm. And you know you've got it when it's normative for you. Mm. So if you're still thinking, wow, that's amazing, that's good, but it's not completed yet. Mm. Maturity embodies it. Lives in it and lives from it. This is ecclesia. We are meant, of course, basically, we're meant to be aware of each other at all times. Then you understand why Jesus talks about, when people are suffering, we suffer with them. Mm. course we do. Because we're aware. We're one. We're in the full of the Spirit one. You cannot generate unity. It just is. It's like, you've ever seen one of those kids' joke books that says, how do you make a statue? What do you call a statue? What do you call a statue that's not a person? I don't know, a statue? Why do you make a statue of a dinosaur? Just chip away everything that doesn't look like a dinosaur. Well, that's what we do, isn't it? We are one. Well, that doesn't help. That doesn't look like unity. Let's get rid of that. Because we already are. So,
yeah.
If you've got a problem with me, it's your problem. Because we're one. Vice versa, right? So, if I have a problem with your flesh, that's my problem.
Yeah.
If I have a problem, you know, that internally triggers me, that's my flesh. That's not your flesh doing that to me.
You make me angry!
We know this stuff, don't we? No, it's you. And if you let go of this death grip, so how do you do that? This is the what are the these things have mechanics. So that's another thing we have to learn how to equip and do. So the stock answer is you pray for someone, they fall over, and that's it, they've got it. That's not the mechanics. That's not maturity. Because that's an experience, but it won't be imbibed in you unless you know how to walk in it and know the pathway and how to re-walk it. So, can I just walk into an experience? Yes, when you know the pathway. You know the way it moves and the way it works. Think of this. The temple or the tabernacle given to Moses on the mountain as a pattern because he saw Christ, yeah? He saw Christ, he's given a pattern to take back that will express, because the Israelites did not want to go up the mountain. They said, you go on your own. So he comes down with a pattern. This pattern, with all its intricacies of cultural stuff, like sacrifice and all the cultural laws and the expressions and the temple and the way in and the menorah, all of those intricacies of this whole thing with the multiple feasts and stuff is a reflection of the inside of you.
Wow.
It's a pattern of the inside of you.
Yeah.
So the external things are a pattern of the inside. So the 12 jewels on the breastplate of the priest, there's a pattern that's in you and that comes out externally in the old covenant. Because those patterns are in Christ, in the one full of the Spirit. And you're in him. And it's you. And when you know, and here's the thing, isn't it? When the enemy comes to the door, this is New Age. Danger. This is way beyond New Age. If you are not more extraordinary than New Age, you're missing something. If you can do a bit of Reiki healing and say, that's it, well, come on. We're talking about ecclesia. You carry authority. When you walk into the county, it has effect. You are heard and seen if you know how to walk in the pathways. Because then you're walking in the mysteries and they don't understand those things. All they know is you win. So, yeah, it's New Age. Well, it is a New Age. But it ain't the New Age that some people talk about, New Age. My goodness, it's much bigger than that.
Yeah.
That's not even, that doesn't even make a dent in this thing at all.
Yeah.
Because they're not accessing the mysteries. They're accessing the technology from the previous ages. you had a technology that's before those ages. And it's unfathomable to those realities. Whoa. So yeah, you have mechanisms in you. I'm talking to someone. Yeah, have you found out your chakras yet? Can I do some research in chakras? Does someone else want them to talk? So I don't know the language and the lingo. And there's, you know, elements of truth in the chakras, definitely. I said, well, tell you what, I've discovered the seven spirits. Boy, that's another level of the chakras, I tell you what. When they rest on you, wow. You're full of wisdom, might, extraordinary. So of course you're an energetic being that you can use old technology to do extraordinary things. Why? How else do you think demons and principalities and powers can do seemingly miraculous things? It's an old technology, but it's not the ancient technology. It's not the one full of the Spirit before the foundation of the world, who was slain before the foundation of the world, became a lamb, and then in time manifests, dies and resurrects, and becomes one with humanity. So we're forever changed. Enters human flesh. That was the plan. And here we are. So, if I can set you up for anything, it's like experience. Enter in, grow, step into your fear every day anew. Oh, I can feel my legs tingling. You know, the more you step in, the more you let the life come in, the more it affects your body. And I know some people are really good at falling over in the Holy Spirit. I know they are. That's good. I'm not so good at that. I've fell over a couple of times, but when I fell over, boy, I fell over. I mean, I was out for 9 minutes, stone cold, gone. Apparently 9 minutes, gone. But it's not. Your body will respond. And it's different for everyone because you have a different body. Yeah. But it will respond. Your nerves will start to rewire. Wow. You will feel sensations. My skin has stuff going on in it now when I engage with it. I'm in there, I can feel my skin go. Don't know how to describe that. I can feel my bones doing something. Why? Because we are meant to bring in the unquenchable life, the unending life into the body. And if not our generation, then which generation? The next or the next we build. This is why it says, I think, in Hebrews, that they are this cloud of witnesses. This is fascinating. The cloud of witnesses says they did not receive what was promised to them. So that, or as a result, they only get it with us. So we continue it. It's a continuous revelation of the ecclesia growing. And they're cheering us on. And if you go, you'll be cheering us on. That's another thing. Isn't it weird that we think about, what am I going to do with my 75 years? What am I going to do with my 90 years? Well, you have many, many more ages to live. You're not a flesh-captivated being anymore. Which means practically we should be engaging, we can engage from Aldi, from scarcity, from insecurity. Not so I can live a better life. I want to deal with my insecurity so I can feel better and I'm less troubled by anxiety. Well, that's nice, it's good. But it's not about that. Anxiety was never meant to be part of your being. it's been unwrapped, and it will be so unwrapped, you won't be able to remember how to do it. It'll be gone. There'll be no more record in your being of that. That's what's coming. So that the one full of the Spirit is seen. Wow. That's you. So, every day, I go, more, God. Blow my brain if you need to. I'm prepared to be hurt. I can remember there's several steps on my journey that really struck me because they were the first time that type of thing happened. When I felt the Spirit, you know. Anyway, if you hear the Spirit speak in thoughts in your head, go speak to me other ways, Holy Spirit. Expand it. Engulf me. Let your vibrations break in multiple ways. And I sensed him going, I said, go out and pick a blade of grass up. So I picked a blade of grass up. And then I felt the Spirit of wisdom. And I suspend my theology on how that all works. Because theology just tries to solidify everything. Look at that grass. Go in. So I can go in the grass. Don't think more. Just do it. So I somehow went in. And the whole thing was like I was inside. You remember that movie? The Incredible Journey, where they go inside the body, and it shrunk, and go there, it was like, and I'm inside this blade of grass, like, with all these spirals, and things, and movements, and lights, it's like, whoa, this is incredible, whoa, look, I can see the wisdom in it, not just a blade, but the wisdom that was trapped into, this is the wisdom that gets through, but the wisdom that made this thing work, beautifully, and made it sing and be alive and enjoy being alive and enjoy converting the sun into energy. And I was like, wow, only it hurt. Because I came out and it was like, and it was too much. And I came out of the visionary experience, if you call it that, and my head went, I don't get headaches, but I had a headache that day, massive headache. Maybe I'll know what a migraine is now, I don't know, but it really hurt. I had to go and pop ibuprofen multiple times. Sorry for my lack of faith there. But I don't think it was a healing issue, it was like, stuff got rewired. For a while I found it hard to walk on grass. Because I thought, I'm crushing it. And then I realised that was just fear of death, sympathy. Misunderstanding, just human sympathy. I love the thought of C.S. Lewis, while there's a man, eh? Clive, thank you, Clive, where he borrows an idea for the Great Divorce. Where in heaven, the blades of grass, are so solid, they pierce your feet if you're a ghost. If you're not a heavenly being, because it's so solid. So, this is us. So, the issue is, who are you? And that's not New Age introspection. If it doesn't surpass New Age on all levels, then it's just... you're on the wrong track, babe. It's not your personality. Here's another cult of Western thinking. I am who I am. I am an extrovert. I'm an introvert. Your persona. I'm going to run away at the end of this evening. I love slapping this one. Your persona is a developed matrix to live from those iniquitous strongholds of survival, and you don't belong. So you form a personality which has got elements of the beautiful you in it, but it's a survival mechanism. And the more you encounter God, you change. And you can't work out what in you is slightly twisted and what is true. You can't work that out yourself. But when the Spirit changes, why do you change? Yeah. You change. And it's not just superficial, it's like, and you find that I'm not afraid of demons anymore. And they say, well, when did that happen? I don't know. But I had these three encounters and I'm just, oh, it's gone, the fear's gone. It's like, oh, I'm not so afraid to speak in front of people anymore. When did that happen? I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it was because I met that blue angel last night. I don't know, but it's just all built and it's something's changed. You can't engineer your own change, but you step in, so you die. You die. You go, I don't know who I am. That's frightening. We hold on to identity with a death grip. If I have insecurity, at least I have insecurity. That's better than not knowing who I am. If I have victim mentality, at least I've got victim mentality. It will keep me safe. If I don't have that, who am I? We're not just a few Christians trying to grow and live happy lives. Paul said, you are the manifold, the expression, the manifold wisdom of God being revealed, not even just to other people, but to the hierarchy of beings that have been set up. Many in opposition to God's purposes and who do not know the hidden wisdom. You are the manifest. You are no small person. We are no small club. We are not a self-help group. We are not a counseling session. Those things are all lovely, but we are so much more. And I'm sorry, but if you've listened to this message a little bit, if you've let a little bit in, then everything around you will recognize the difference when you go home tomorrow. There will be a slight ding, there'll be a opening. There'll be something at the door going, you don't want to believe that, that was all rubbish. And you'll go, oh my goodness, I can see it. Whoa, I can see it. It will be challenged. And I say this because es ist Zeit, ja? It is time. Yeah. It is now. Now is the day. Now. Now is the day. And I'm using two technical terms there. Now is the day. The day is an age. It's a new age. It's a new age. It's a now. Now. That is you. You decide. You decide. You decide in the one who is full of the Spirit. You decide. Something in you goes, I hear all the arguments against, but I'm in. Yeah. The angels recognize it, come to you, chat to you, offer you stuff, give you scrolls. It's now. You beautiful people. You beautiful people. Shall we discover who we are?
Yeah.
Wow. crazy, isn't it? I mean, what have I said for the last 45 minutes? Just crazy words, isn't it? Or is it real? You decide, kings and queens Jesus. Of Narnia. Feel the door. I've spoken a door into being. Eh? There's a door. And I'm nicking the Hebraic worldview where they don't put doors in doors, they just leave a hole. There's a hole. There's an arch. When two beings come and they put their arms up over and they touch the ends of their fingers, and they go, walk through the wormhole, walk through the door. This is the Stargate. Come through. Wow. This side, human. That side, new Adam in Christ. Whoa. So the door's open. Should we go in our beings now? You know what? You go in by thought. You have, it's even encompasses and is bigger than imagination. You think in. You have a mechanism within you that sure can use imagination, but you go in by choice. Movement, letting go of resistance. And there's a space created now, so we go through the door, in, that we would carry something. That we would have a new mantle, garment, to establish ecclesia, in our lives, in our households, amongst, in our families, in our groups, in our relationships. We leave the rags of institutional church and pick up ecclesia, ruling authority. The 3 and the 10, ruling authority. So I ask for a download now to come into our beings that will enable us to know in time, unravel over the next hours, days, what is in front of us, what to do, what to shift, what to bring. New wisdom settle in you. So, I'm going to get us all to make a sound. I don't know whether you want to cover your ears, if you're sensitive to sound. But let's all make a sound, like Steve has been encouraging us. You are an instrument. You are a roar. Let's let a sound out coming from something we think we're seeing, though we're not seeing of who we are. We've not quite got it, but we can just... It's just in front of us. Step in and from that place, let us sound out. Let's do that all at once. One note, sound, groan. 3, 2, 1. invite you to stand up. And there's something powerful about you. There's something powerful about using your body, so I want us to step through that gate again, but I want you to use your body to step through. Why do you do that? Because your neurology is totally connected to your body. So that's why Jesus did things like spat on mud and rubbed it into people's faces. There's something about action that connects with the neurology, which connects with the spirit flow. So when we step in, we're engaging, we're saying even to our physical bodies, come on, let go, step in, you're safe. So we say right now to our bodies, hey, you're safe. He's got us. We're not going to protect ourselves. We're going to trust in the Spirit. And we're going to step in, and we want a new connection to resurrection, ascension, engagement because of this action now that's available in this room now. So now we step through that door, say, body, come with us. Step in. We present, hey, Father, Father. We stand next to our bodies and we present our bodies as an alive offering. Whoa. It's set apart, purified by the blood of Jesus. A living offering. Utterly melt us and rebuild us. And we welcome your love into our being with such force as we can handle. Let it in, Lord, your love. Tameta moikiaro sabai kutan marata hipa poista. Give us new ways, Lord, new ways to expand into your kingdom more. Show us how to do it deeper. Everyone, Lord, everyone that we have mocked or cursed when they've run ahead of us and we thought they were weird and we've thought they're crazy. All of those patterns within us, the self-protection patterns. Blood of Jesus over them now. Lord, we release them. We release the negative energy that would bring over them. And we say, Lord, undo us from the consequences of that, that we may go in deeper. We embrace the supernatural, what we have called weird before. We trust you, Holy Spirit. We trust you, not even our own theological cleverness. We trust you to guide us. Your Kadesh Ruach, teach us. Teach us. Teach us new ways to worship. So. Let's step in now, let's step in, let your imagination enter into the heavens and engage with what comes at you. Open your ears, we open our ears to the sounds, the voices, the instructions. We open our eyes in the spirit to see what we're meant to see. The writings, the colors, the voices speaking to us, giving us stuff. Sure.
Some are flying, some are soaring, some are swimming, some are body surfing, and some are falling. There's different They're different stuff, different movements.
Yeah.
I'm making sure that means so.
Yeah. Let your body flow in how you want to move in. Fly. 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 Feel the lightness in your legs. Fly. 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 You're not under gravity. Fly. The way your body holds onto gravity for safety. We even speak back over our 15-year-old selves and say, he loves you. You're loved. Always with you. The 10-year-old, always with you. You're loved. Blood of Jesus over you. The one in the womb, you're loved. Whoa. Become more defending ourselves. Whoa, whoa.
This side over here can sort of wander around that way, and then if this side, only if you want to, by the way, no pressure, that's stepping in and stepping through the doorway to engage with it and walk through. So it's just a prophetic act to come through under blessing, covering, anointing, grace of God that's flowing. So if we recognise and honour what God is doing through these two, whoever receives a righteous man will get a righteous man reward. And so I would like a reward. So I'm going to go through.
You get come through, guys.
Lord, just sealing us with you. Sealing us with you. Lord, the parable of the sower. And the enemy will try and steal things away from us. And we will try and squash them with distractions. We pray, Lord, for the grace. Grace, grace, grace. 30, 60, 100 fold increase.
Yeah.
What we received yesterday by your Spirit.
Yeah.
What we received tonight by our sleep tomorrow. Mm-hmm. 30, 60, 100 fold increase.
Yes. Great.
Day of glory. Glory of God. Day of glory. To the glory of God. Scrubby. So sweet. Even better than the Indian meal. Okay. Which again, the old thinking is we'll leave this place and that's it. We're in it. This is it. This realm we're in right now is we don't need it. Yeah, then you're moving. Drive to Timbuktu. And we're still in it all the time. On earth as in heaven. And we're in heaven. Amen. Amen. To take us out, I just want a tiny little bit of housekeeping before we have supper. So when Indian meals can be served out front, I think. There's a mild, which is a chicken rogan, which should be dairy-free, egg-free, gluten-free. There is a masala, chicken masala, which is medium, which has got cream and coconut. And then there's a, I don't know if that's what Dick was talking about, Indian meal. And then there's a madras, chicken madras. If you have any food issues, I have an ingredients list. If you don't worry about it. If you do. And then there's naan, there's poppadoms, there's onion bhajis, and there's sago. So yummy, yummy. And I bought a bottle of wine, so I'll pray it over again, third time. But if anyone else brought booze, just pop it out and we'll share it. So. And then tomorrow morning, we're having pastries here at 9. Okay, coffee and pastries. And we'll start about 9:45, something like that, when it seems right. And we'll be done by 12. Okay, so we'll get home and people go for journeys and stuff. We'll do some grapes in the morning for people who aren't pastry shaped. I'm going to do croissant and Danish and coffee. Tomorrow, I'm trying to work out how to do this. I think this is an appropriate way to do it because I don't muscle the ox. So Steve, Paul, and I. Live now, as we don't have jobs, we don't get paid incomes. We live by the gospel and by our ministry, in that sense, under the Lord. So, if you would like to sow into that tomorrow morning, and I'll pray about how much we'll share fairly. But we'll pop it, I'll have the little box thing and do cash. I can give you tomorrow morning, I can give you online banking details. Have a prayer, have a think. No, there's no pressure. Do if you want to invest. So in, brilliant, up to you, but we'll do that in the morning over breakfast, and then we're done, we don't have to think about it. And that's the housekeeping. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Steve. Yummy, yummy, yummy. And God bless the food. Oh, who's going to help set down tonight? I need 4 people just to help set down. Brilliant, 2 at the back, Sarah and Simon and Laurie, one more to help set down. Oh, Denny. Yeah, Denny, you guys have got, well, you've done a whole load of washing up today, but brilliant. Okay, great. And then we're not like, when you've eaten and you head off, God bless you. Thank you so much for a lovely day. Thank you, Vince. Claire's birthday tomorrow. Woohoo.
Yes.
Exciting. Well, she's tomorrow.
She'll be back. She's teaching
at my first in the morning. Oh, she'll add them on. I know, but I'm not going to do today. So we'll do some tomorrow. Great. Brilliant stuff. And Jeanette has just served us. We can do a big bunch of laughs tomorrow and just say thank you. And so treat her like a queen because she is. And my lovely wife stand up, so if you haven't seen Carrie for a while, she'll be outside. Great, let's go have a lovely supper. The food should be turning up in a minute. And enjoy the sunny summer's evening here in heaven.